Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode will explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power. Receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? I'm hoping today finds you thriving, glowing, and walking in the fullness of your purpose. I pray today is filled with blessings, clarity, and a peace that surpasses all understanding. I truly hope you're gaining a much deeper knowledge of who you are. You know, I was just thinking about how as soon as you turn on a light switch, the darkness no longer exists. Welcome back to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And today, we're talking about a powerful yet misunderstood truth. We are gods, lowercase g. This episode, it's one that might make you pause for a moment and think. But I'm hoping it challenges you enough to search through scripture. This might even make you feel a little uncomfortable at first. But I think that's okay. Because growth, it often starts with discomfort. Now, I want to deal with this concept biblically, spiritually, and practically. But first, I got to set the record straight. When I say gods, I don't mean we're God Almighty. We are not the creator, the Alpha and the Omega, or the one who holds the universe in his hands. No. But we are created in his image. We're filled with his power and called to walk in his authority. This is about understanding the divine identity God has placed within each of us. And many of us run away from this truth. Why? It's because it challenges the way we see ourselves. And it also challenges the lies we've been told about what it means to live a life of faith. This is what we read in Psalms 82:6. I have said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High." Now I want you to notice the lowercase g. This isn't about claiming equality with God, but acknowledging the divine nature he has imparted to us as his children. Think about it. If we are made in God's image, as Genesis 1:27 tells us, doesn't it make sense that we carry his essence within us? John 4:13 clearly states, "By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit." So then why do we live as if we're powerless, defeated, or disconnected from this truth? One reason is society and even some parts of the church. They have conditioned us to equate humility with smallness. We're told to downplay our gifts, to avoid thinking too highly of ourselves. And it's true, we shouldn't think too highly of ourselves. The Bible tells us to be sober-minded. But we have to stop only seeing ourselves as flawed and sinful human beings. But God's beautiful soul, humility isn't about denying your worth. It's about acknowledging where your worth comes from. You're a reflection of God. You're his masterpiece. And he didn't create you to live small, to doubt yourself, or to walk in fear. He created you to shine, to lead, and to bring his kingdom to earth. Jesus himself echoes this truth in John 10:34 when he says, "Is it not written in your law? I have said you are gods." He reminds us of our spiritual identity, not to boast, but to take responsibility for the power and purpose we're given. Now let's keep it a buck. We struggle to live like gods, lowercase g, because we still believe in the lies and hold on to our fears. One of the biggest lies that holds us back is, "I'm only human." God's beautiful soul, yes, we are human, but we are not just human. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. When we limit ourselves to the flesh, we are denying the spirit that's within us. And when we deny the spirit, we forfeit the authority God has given us to overcome challenges, to impact others, and to fulfill our purpose. Now listen, I know this truth makes people uncomfortable. I know right now, some of you are thinking, "This ain't right. This feels wrong. Who am I to call myself a God?" But I want to ask you something. If God calls you a God, tell me, who are you to argue with him? And please don't forget what Jesus said in Matthew 5:14. "You are the light of the world." He didn't say you're a flicker or a dim glow. He said you are the light. That's power, and that's purpose. And acknowledging this truth comes a responsibility. That's another reason people avoid it. If we are God's lowercase g, it means we're called to live with intention, with integrity, and with love. It means we can't hide behind excuses like, "I'm only human," or "this is just the way I am." Nah, family. If we are God's lowercase g, we're called to rise above.
to speak life, to create, to heal, and to lead. This could feel overwhelming. But remember this. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from Marianne Williamson. She states, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." And that's the thing. It's not always our weaknesses that hold us back. It's our fear of our own power. Or shall I say, the power that God has given us. I want to talk about this power for a minute. Being a God, lowercase g, means recognizing the power of your words, your choices, and your presence. See, we've all been given the ability to create. Now think about it. Our words have the power to build up or to tear down. Our actions have the power to inspire or to discourage. And our choices have the power to shape not only our lives, but the lives of those around us. Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death." Are you using your words to speak life into yourself and others? Or are you using them to tear down the very foundation God has given you to build upon? See, every action you take sends waves out into the world. Now, are you using your influence to uplift, to inspire, and to build? Or are you using it to sow seeds of division, negativity, and fear? There's something I'd like you to know. Walking in the truth of our divine identity, it's not about perfection. It definitely doesn't mean we're invincible, and it absolutely doesn't mean we don't need God. It's about aligning our thoughts, words, and actions with God's purpose for our lives. It's about recognizing that we're co-creators with Him, called to bring light into dark places and hope into hopeless situations. But how do we live out our identity? How do we live as God's lowercase g without falling into pride or self-reliance? First, we have to stay rooted in humility. Remember, our power comes from God, not ourselves. As Philippians 4:13 reminds us, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Number two, walk in authority. Luke 10:19 says, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy." You are not powerless. Walk like you believe that. And number three, serve others. Being a God, lowercase g, it's not about exalting yourself. It's about lifting others up. Use your gifts, your words, and your actions to glorify God and to bless those around you. Now, before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are more powerful than you realize. Not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. I want you to walk in truth. Embrace your divine identity and use it to bring glory to God and good to others. And as Marianne Williamson also once said, you are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. Family, it's time to stop living small. It's time to embrace your divine identity. Step into the fullness of who God created you to be. It's time to own your strength. Not for your glory, but for His. start living with purpose, with intention, and with power. And as always, thank you for joining me on Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and I hope today's episode challenged you to see yourself through God's eyes. If you love this episode, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Let's keep this journey of truth going together. You can connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth and on Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Until next time, stay blessed, stay humble, and stay you. This is your time. This is your life. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Be a motivator. Be an innovator. Be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail. But a failure quits. Go through the fire. Because your path is lit. You'll get through the pain. It might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up. So move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you. See through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See the time is now. Can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears. No more paranoia. This is destiny. Time to grab a hold. This is meant to be. Time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.